This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. For some reason, I was standing in a field of dirt beside the Connecticut River on a sunny but cold day, talking with bookseller and poet Forrest Proper.
It's beautiful here when you get the whole vista of the Connecticut River. Should inspire more poetry. More people should stand out here on a 12-degree day in December and be inspired to write poems.
And he wrote one.
Memory in the fields is slate and soil and dry brush wood smoke. Fire red rock hearthstones grilling maize. Firecracker popping summer nights. Fire red embers of years turning cold. Our memories.
Proper's poem, The Fields of Hatfield, is one among more than 100 previously unpublished poems in a small, recently released book called Compass Roads. It was edited by the prolific author and editor, Jane Yolen.
I see it as a kind of compass that you could have with you when you travel around the valley. Oh, and go, oh, wait a minute, there's a poem about this, and then stop and read that poem aloud when you're at the place.
Though they're all about the Pioneer Valley, there are rhymed poems, non-rhymed poems, poems about people and about place.
You know, some of them are going to be very surprising to people.
Poet Marion Kent wrote one of the book's surprising poems, The Setting, a gas station in the city of Springfield. Her poem is just 11 lines long.
A protest of crows met at the Sunoco, sending contingents across Armory Street in Springfield. American crows in a tumult, calling news of fumbled rebellion, more ignominy than murder, more sorrow than resistance. I wrote this poem just after the election, actually, in 2016, and on Armory Street, I would drive there every day as part of my work commute. In the fall, there is actually an amazing display of bird life flying overhead. It's not happening right now, but after work, there would be a huge number, hundreds of these crows flying back and forth across the street.
I was still thinking about birds as I drove 60 miles northwest towards the hills to understand and absorb a poem by Diana Gordon that coincidentally also talks about birds. It's called On West Hill Road.
Blinkered to keep them from spooking at the wild turkeys on the stone wall.
Here's an excerpt.
My car and I stop for the slender hens, like a clique of schoolgirls with straight calves ignoring the boys. Puffed out toms working so hard to be noticed. All those erect, exhausting feathers, heads exploding blue ice, wattled red stoplights shining through the mist.
Gordon says her poem was inspired by the geography and history of Holly.
It's way high and it's very twisty and windy. And I was passing farmhouses and thinking what it was like to build this road and be up here.
Did you take into account the whole Compass Roads idea? Did you know what Jane Yolen was proposing in this?
No. In fact, my poems are often more of imagination and reach further than this and reach way further out of my life. This was a poem of place, but I had no idea that Compass Road was coming. And, the whole road and the whole idea came from this trip up the road and the idea of the farmhouses that I was passing. So it is site-specific in a way, but a poem often is a snapshot of a larger truth. And the turkeys were very real.
Now, do you think about the experience of the reader actually packing the book into the car and going on a ride?
No. No, I think probably this is the kind of book that you... It's much less romantic. You probably put it in your bathroom and you pick it up every now and again when you need to and read a poem or two.
Compass Roads, a book of poems about a region that you can read anywhere. For New England Public Radio, I'm Carrie Healy.